On the edge of a certain clear and pristine lake, there are occasionally instances of magical corruption. This is a story of one of those days, emerging off the path, finding your way down to the shore of the lake, soothing, washing back and forth, watching the waves, which are quite mysterious in such a placid body of water, but mists and the changing movement of pathways around here always do conceal the true signs. Presently, staring at the blue lake, you see something rising, coming toward the shore slowly. A feminine form rising up, but transparent. She's smiling at you, but her entire body is a little gelatinous and transparent while still holding to the overall shape of a womanly curve. The hips, the large breasts. You can clearly see that there is a formlessness about her, hiding any feature that might be an entrance or orifice. Even her mouth is just a momentary smiling shape. She comes closer, moving slowly with her arms up, as if to indicate surrender or a desire to talk. Given that this place seems calm enough, and you think you could take one such entity anyway, you stand there and she approaches. She moves a little closer, leaning in. She kisses your cheek, leaving behind a saliva-like residue, and then stands aloof from you. Her hands, and they are more well-articulated the more you look at them, come up under her breasts, which are strangely firm and large. There are no nipples, however. She grabs them, raises them, rubs them together, and then rubs her breasts against your arm. Her breasts are pliable. They give a little as they touch you, and you shiver to think that all of her is that same soft, pliable, wonderful gelatinous substance. Sure, she oozes some dripping fluid, and where it touches your skin, it makes you tingle, getting a little squirmy, a little blank, a little bit into the idea of touching and cuddling and caressing this seemingly well-intentioned woman. The goo girl gets a bit closer, a smile on her face again, her eyes sparkling like blue gems in the sea of fluid that is the inside of her body. The membrane on the outside shapes itself, moving as she wishes it. Her hands, her long fingers, pulling your clothes out of the way. When she's able to, she lays the side of her head against your chest. You see the entirety of her shivering and shaking with your heartbeat. Thump after thump, thud after thud. What is imperceptible to you, she somehow feels in her whole body. Something like a tongue extends from her mouth. She licks and kisses her way from your chest, up to your collarbone, up to your lips, smooching you deeply. You kiss back. Her fluids and saliva taste strangely sweet, and even though she's just emerged from the lake, she's actually strangely dry, soft, and smooth in places. You're not getting unusually wet for a close and intimate encounter with this woman. It's really about the usual amount of wetness. Until her hands reach down and grab your ass, accelerating the encounter, leaving some tingling residue there, pulling you against her. She pushes her thigh in between your legs. She's making the effort to keep her own legs fully formed, just as she is keeping her soft, feminine facial features, long fingers, everything in its best imitation of humanoid, as she can. But it's hard for her to belie the fact that if you hugged her tightly, her whole body would give and shiver against you. She seems to want this, though, as her arms wrap around you, pulling you against her. She slides your clothes out of the way, rubbing her body on yours. Obvious arousal follows after. She drools, smiling. Then she opens her mouth and holds out her tongue, keeping her mouth open. You lean in and kiss her, and she kisses back. Her tongue is now scooping over yours, and whenever you stick your tongue in her mouth to kiss her deeply, the goo girl drinks your saliva in, swallowing, squirming, rubbing herself against you. You feel yourself sweating a little with arousal, but she mops that up with one of her hands, leaving you pleasantly dry. Even her own fluids are reabsorbed. She must be very thirsty. She is sparing nothing to chance. And then you feel it. You feel how her inner thigh is rubbing between your legs, rubbing where she has exposed you, vulnerable and dripping. You feel her capture part of you inside of her, rubbing and rolling her hips. She doesn't need to target you at some specific orifice or location. She forms a sudden, warm, suckling, mouth-like organelle down there. Grabs hold, begins to suck you in. She winds the tip of one of her long fingers into your ass. There's an elegance there, a womanly curve. Unlike many other goo girls, this one seems to hold her shape very well, and the smile she has is mischievous and intelligent, more than mere intelligent animal instinct, more than mere instinctual. Gasping, moaning, rolling your hips as heated waves travel through the organelle she's using to suck and manipulate between your legs. She's fastened onto you, forming a vacuum within which she can do anything. Your thoughts about her nature fall away as she moves wet, searching, licking presence over your body, sucking you in and captivating you. She pushes a finger inside your rear, and this makes your whole body buck forward, smacking your hips wetly against her gelatinous form. She pushes back against you, though, keeping that suckling mouth fastened between your legs, keeping you entirely over-pleasured, even when you feel too sensitive because she's sucking and searching and squeezing and rubbing. You still have her around you, suckling away, causing so much sensation and every bit of sweat, every bit of your sexual fluid flowing out of you into her, being absorbed, being soaked deeply. You watch as she just seems to grow a little, especially her breasts, where before they had been flat, at least at the top. Now they are bulging outward. Now there's nothing about them that could be called otherwise than stupendous, magnificent. Nipples appear a slightly darker blue than the rest, concentrating her fluids there, giving the appearance of a seductive humanoid woman. She presses closer. You notice that there is the impression of hair down the back of her head, a long mane, tresses falling behind her. You see that bits of lake vine have been bred through it, leaving it braided and beautiful, and she, moving against you, lets it wash in an unseen breeze. She's taking on more and more the appearance of beautiful water nymph rather than merely some girl or entity dragged from the water, something elevated and higher, desirous of your fluids, and so you let them flow. You let your body contort against her as well, rolling your hips, thrusting and thrusting, and even though she bounces backward, even though her whole body seems to relish your warmth and shiver in time with your heartbeat, she still returns to the original position each time, absorbing your impact and letting you ride her, writhe against her, feel her wetly, hotly, searching, teasing, feel your own fluids being absorbed as she grows a little more voluptuous, more curvy, her breasts a little bigger. She's nodding and smiling, encouraging you, drinking your saliva on each deep, long, slow kiss. Every fluid makes her feel good. You can tell from the way her eyes are a little fluttery. Yes, this is one of the women who turned into a lake-dwelling denizen, not some natural thing from the lake. She's looking at you with lust and desire, with a hunger she can't express in words. She does try to say something, but it comes out as a faint, gurgling sound. Words are beyond her, but not signs or the language of the intimate body, because when she leans against you and starts to rub her own hips back, starts to rock into you, there is every sign of true passion on her face. Not an animal instinctual lack of understanding, but an understanding that you and she are getting to know each other, communing, connecting, and she allows it as you do, rubbing, squeezing. Then she really speeds up her movements. What was a dull and rising pleasure is now an insistent throb. The inside of your head is full of soft, floating feelings. You want to lay back on the lakeside and allow her to mount on top of you, but she reaches arms around and pulls you to her. It seems she's able to stay upright, even with you leaning into her body. She leans back, and you see some mass of her fluid-filled form leaning back on the ground. You know that she's safe. She's one of the many creatures here that is almost completely absent corruption, something formed of pure water. You have avoided corruption, kept your mind pure enough, and so you are able to savor and enjoy the sensation as a connection between people. You rub your body into hers, rubbing against her, warmly, drippingly pleasured. She's teasing your ass and making you push your body against her. She's sucking on your nipples as well, with some part of that gelatinous, fluid-filled body. She feels pliable and wonderful under you. It's like leaning forward into a squishy cloud. She holds you up and lets you lay your arms and legs on either side of her, riding her body, laying forward. The finger in your ass moves more insistently, expanding and contracting as only a part of her gelatinous body could. You know she could be thicker, warmer, she could be sucking your body with more intensity, but she gently coaxes you, letting your fluids build up in her, teasing and teasing, never quite tipping you over the edge, so you bite your lip and groan against her. But she wants to keep this going a long time, and she does. Time seems to have less meaning, as she rubs a finger inside your ass and uses the mouth-like, squeezing, suckling orifice between her legs to suck away at you. Her own mouth is kissing you. Occasionally she stops and licks your cheeks, giving back a little moisture, then reabsorbing it, or rubs her moist cheeks against your own, each of you interacting, intertwined, your minds and bodies caught in how you can occasionally hiss with pleasure and find she was doing the same. She's not just mimicking expression, she's also getting into it enough that even apart from her mission of gathering excess moisture from your body, she's groaning and rolling her eyes now and then just like you do. You rub and roll your hips, and she smackingly allows you to push deeper against her, to hold her down, to move above her, to lay on her soft, pliable, squishy body. You push against her, and the pleasure is really building to a head. She pushes the finger in your ass around the edge, teasing back there, as her own body starts to feel warm and shivery, tingling under you. Her skin might normally be pleasantly cool, but this much time in contact with you has warmed her up, kept her at room temperature at least. The lake bed coolness is gone. Now there's just the two of you intertwined, interleavened. She groans, and the sound comes out a gurgle. You groan, and the sound resonates through her in shockwaves, but then she withdraws. Her tongue slides out of your mouth, taking another lick of saliva with it. Her breasts are huge now. They sway and smack when she stands up, forming legs and arms. She crooks one finger, the finger that hadn't been in your ass. Walking to the lake, she walks through the shallows, washing her body clean of anything she couldn't absorb, and then leads you. You follow into one of many beach-like cliffside things at the edge of the lake, a small blind and bluff. You follow in behind. Watching her ass sway, she's storing fluids there too. Your clothes you pick up and bring with you. You're dripping still, because of course you are. She didn't quite let you get there, didn't quite let you inch over the edge, but the experience was enough to tease and tempt, and maybe you'll return and try to persuade her. She walks ahead of you. She seems to want to show you something, and so you do keep up. Eventually you find a cliff. It's part of the mainland, but it has some underground piping, some metal coming out of it. From there flows a stream of white cloudy fluid and a darker purple mixture. And then you see them. Slimes. These are different from the blue-hued goo girls, who are pure. Slimes are darker green. They are formless and relatively mindless, and these ones scuttle away when they see you coming, leaving you to see only that that dark, sludgy fluid would be flowing into the lake. There is a goo girl laying there, her blue skin turning somewhat yellowish. She looks up at the taller blue girl. The goo who was laying there amazingly forms words. "Big sister?" she asks. Your companion from the lakeside shoos the blue girl away. She's shorter, but she's got massive breasts. They seem to have been storing that sludgy fluid. Yes, the slimes were goo girls. The goos are trying to keep that fluid out of the lake. The realization dawns on you. This must be an effort to corrupt and cripple the lake bed. And so you walk over to the pipe. You notice that the edge of it is marked with something, sigils that glow red and green. You reach out, but there's a moment of static shock, bzzz, and your hand pulls back. It appears there's no easy way to stop that pipe. Looking over, you see that your partner is walking toward the slimes. You worry about her for a moment, but even though they are usually aggressive, they seem to cower before the tall girl with her gelatinous hair, strands made to look exactly like human hair, you notice, flowing behind her with her long limbs. Compared to the little goo girl who was laying in the way of the stream, you realize this woman is really much larger. She must be older, stronger, you don't know. But when she reaches the green slime entities, she grabs one, holding it up in the air. It tries to grab her goo, tries to push the corruption into her. But a light follows from her, and you notice fluids flowing from her into it. Slowly, a woman's face resolves on the slime that your partner held up. The slime falls to the ground, turning blue once more. A bit of green goo is shaken off, leaving both of them dark blue and pure again. You watch the woman repeat the process again and again. There are still a few slimes left when she's done. She turns and looks pleadingly to you, somehow managing to bite her lip despite having neither teeth nor lips. You look at her. She walks over and gestures to the pipe, then to the goo girls. So, they've been doing what they can to keep the corruption from flowing into the lake. You look at her, reaching out, and take her hand. You rub your hand over her, intently, holding her palm for a moment, or what she has formed into a palm. She nods back, looking a little sad this time. You reach out for the pipe again with your other hand. The shock tries to flow through you, but with the two of you holding hands, it's much more distributed. It seems that it can't shock two people as effectively at once, especially when one of them isn't what it's intended to keep away. The goo girls being naturally drawn to pure water sources, it would be obvious they would stop the corruption if one of them rose up enough to notice it. And so you push the pipe. Muscles made stronger by a lot of time spent in this land. Pushing, pushing. With a screech of metal, you bend it closed. What was a slow trickle builds up behind it, and you see how it's likely to keep coming out. But in bending it, you've apparently broken whatever sigils were around the edge. The girl lets go of your hand with a final squeeze. Tall, huge breasts passing by, you can't suppress a moment's arousal. But she reaches out and forms her hand around the edge of the pipe. And then it is coated in her goo, which hardens a moment later. First like mud, then like steel, then like diamond, a crystalline coating. And even though fluid tries to burst out of the pipe, you see the goo traveling back along it, coating it, covering it. Nobody's going to use that again. And surely they'll be more vigilant next time. Certainly you will be. She looks at you. The smaller goo girl who'd been blocking the pipe when you first arrived walks over toward you. You feel the same flare of arousal. Her breasts are even larger than her big sister's. But she can speak somehow. I changed recently, the little one explains. Sister has been at this for a long time. Meanwhile, you watch the tall one walk away, pick up a stick nearby, walk over. She begins scratching letters in the dirt. Thank you, they say. Her smile is genuine. You watch as a few goos from the lake come over. Apparently they've gathered pure sexual fluids of their own. They pour them over the slimes, and you watch as now there are several goo girls in front of you where before there had been two and a bunch of slimes. You look and see them milling off to try and track down the rest of their sisters from around the lake. The pipe you sealed is properly locked up now, so presumably as long as you check back now and then. Well, that's as good an excuse as any to come see her. She nods and seems to affirm it when you muse this out loud. And you make your way back to camp in a reflective mood, thinking of the possibilities.